Colm, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Amber. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Not at all. Delighted to have you on. So, Colm, to start off, I'm going to ask you to tell me a little bit about your own self and your background, first of all, before we dive into the business.
No problem at all, Amber. I'm from the Spa, just outside Tralee. College-wise, I actually done a degree in human resource management way back in the day. Never used it. I went into sales, mainly in the area of publishing. So I worked in TV and newspapers mainly. Worked with titles like the Kingdom newspaper in Kerry back in the day, the Sunday Tribune and Setanta Sports. I suppose from there, I started my own online business. I suppose one of the things that began to scare me when I was working in advertising was a customer said to me one day, he said, "Colm, listen, I'm not going advertising with you anymore. I'm doing all my advertising online moving forward because I can account for it down to the penny." Whereas with TV advertising or newspaper advertising, it's very hard to measure. So I decided to go into online myself. I started a business called Purchase.ie, and I started selling products that save energy and help customers reduce their bills, essentially. I gave that a good go for about 17 years, and unfortunately, I suppose, through things like Brexit, through suppliers going out of business, and through just not being able to compete anymore with the superstores online or offline, I just found I had to pivot and do something else to help support my young family. So I got into, it's only about 12 months ago, really, I got into becoming a payment consultant. And initially I was working with one specific company called Dojo. And I just absolutely loved this. I loved being able to number crunch, to help businesses reduce their bills. And every business is completely different. Over the course of 2025, I mean, in Kerry alone, I worked with Cork businesses and Limerick businesses and Tipperary business and Dublin business, but mainly in Kerry, I helped over 150 Kerry businesses move from their previous payment provider to a new payment provider. And I suppose, I got nice recognition as well. At the age of 48, I won the Dojo Rising Star International Award. I think the person that won the Payment Consultant of the Year was actually 24 years of age. So I don't know what that's trying to tell me. But I was up against hundreds of consultants from the UK, Italy, Spain and Ireland. And so it was a great honour to win that. And I thought, in order to best represent businesses, I decided to become an independent payment consultant. So essentially now I work with six different payment providers, and I suppose in the interests of the customer, I play them against each other at times so that the customer gets the best deal possible. Mm-hmm. That's where that's at, I suppose,
Brilliant. Fair play to you and congratulations on the award. It's a great achievement, so fair play to you. So as you said there, you've set up your own business and you are working with all these different providers, I suppose. So tell us a little bit about, tell us the name of it, first of all, and a little bit about, I suppose, how you work to help your own clients.
Yeah, well, the name of the business is FDCO Ireland Limited, which sounds very, very corporate, but it's actually the first letter of my four boys, Phelim, Dunica, Cúin and Oren. So it is called after them, and I suppose, as I joke about it, it's to honour them for supporting Aston Villa like myself. It's a tough thing to do, but fair play to them, they're sticking with it. And thankfully, Villa are going quite well at the moment, so they might stay at it for a while. Yeah, look, I mean, the key thing is, I suppose, and one of the things I found in Kerry in 2025, I spoke to over 1,000 business people. And what kind of shocked me was that not only do a lot of these business people not have an idea of what they're paying in card transaction fees, a lot of them don't even know how to go about accessing their bills because the payment providers sometimes make that quite difficult for them. So I suppose really the key thing is that you just got to look at your bills, and like a lot of key factors come into play for businesses. I mean, a restaurant in Castle Island or Listowel or Tralee might have a very different client base to those in Dingle, Kinmare and Killarney, where the Kinmare, Dingle, Killarney customer, they get a lot more international customers, and international transactions can be a lot more expensive than domestic transactions. So there's so many factors at play. you know, businesses have to look out for things like the average transaction value. So if your average car transaction value is 10 euros or 100 euros, there could be a big difference between what provider is better for you. Some providers might charge 0.5% on a 100 euro transaction or 0.5% on a 10 euro transaction, but they also might charge a 5 cent secure transaction fee. Okay. So, you know, on a 100 euro transaction, that would work out 0.55%. But on a 10 euro transaction, that would work out at 1%. So it's all about really keeping the percentage that you pay on average on a transaction as low as possible. And, you know, different providers have different, I suppose, rates that are, you know, favorable to, depending on your business, you know. Mm. Other key things, really, you know, if you're in an area where Wi-Fi is weak, some providers now have machines which have a SIM card in them, which means that, you don't need Wi-Fi access at all. It finds the local network for you. And for some businesses that, you know, have a constant queue, the speed of transaction and how fast the transaction goes through on the machine is important. And that's another factor that's worth looking at. You know, access to funds, access to insights, all these things. You know, some businesses I've spoke to, you know, I've asked them in advance, what do you think your average transaction value is? And they've said, oh, about 10 euro. And then we actually do an analysis of it and it's like 25 euro. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're left thinking, oh, my customers is quite different to what I think it is, you know. So it's always worth getting the quotation. I'd say, to be quite honest with you, 90% of businesses that have allowed me to quote them, I would be able to save the money. There is the odd business that they've got a very good deal and I can't find a better deal for them elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm very open and honest with them. What the key is, really, a lot of businesses out there, they ring up a payment provider, they get offered a deal, and sometimes it just doesn't turn out to be what they thought it was. It's always worthwhile meeting your payment consultant in person. Mm-hmm. I like to offer a very personal service from initial meeting to installation of the machine and follow-up service, you know, so I'm always at the end of the phone if they ever need anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the plan for the year ahead really is to move hundreds of more businesses to an alternative car payment provider. And also I'm doing a little bit of energy broking as well. So, I mean, if you're out of contract with your energy provider, they automatically put up your bills without notice. Yeah. So it's important to keep on top of whether you're in contract or not. So hopefully I might be in a position before the year's out to create a few jobs as well, if all goes to plan.
Oh, wow, brilliant. That's fantastic. There's so much to think about and what you went through. And like, especially, I suppose, for kind of SMEs in particular as well, mm-hmm. Colm, they're very time poor. It's something we're always hear from them, you know, and I suppose it's important for them to lower their costs and to, I suppose, benefit their bottom line. So having someone like you or working alongside someone like you would be hugely valuable to them as well, because I suppose you're doing all the hard work maybe that they mightn't have time to do and trawling yeah. through and finding the best result. It will, as I said, benefit the bottom line. So it's a huge advantage for SMEs in particular.
It is. Look, the thing is, with and having ran an SME myself for many years, I know that, look, somebody comes in and says, look, I can save you money and that. And you say, yeah, great. But then the phone rings and the business, the day-to-day running of the business becomes a priority. But look, it is worth putting a bit of time aside. I mean, you know, I meet people at 10 o'clock at night if needs be. Whenever they want to meet, I can meet them. Whenever, you know, there's no point in me walking into a restaurant at 1 o'clock and trying to talk to the manager. Yeah. I know myself, I go to people when they're a bit quieter. But yeah, look, it is worth putting that bit of time aside. You know, there's businesses I've changed over. I've saved them over 20,000, some of them, you know. Oh. Not every business now. Not every business would be paying that in card transaction fees over the course of a year. But I mean, that's the kind of potential. I mean, I've saved, from a percentage point of view, some businesses I've saved 70% on what they had been paying. That's the key thing, I suppose. You know, it's worth just putting a small bit of time aside and you know, the best thing about it will cost them absolutely nothing. The payment provider pays me, they don't pay me at all, you know.
Brilliant. Even better to know. Fantastic. Yeah. It sounds like, Colm, that business is going very well for you. You mentioned, I think it was over 150, was it, that you worked in Kerry alone last year?
That's right, yeah.
And obviously kind of growing, and you mentioned you were in other counties as well working with businesses. So great to see that, I suppose, it's growing and that it's proving successful so far.
Yeah, no, thank God it is. But it's hard work, you know. If you have to put the time in, you have to knock on doors, you know, and you get knockbacks all the time. But like, you know, I don't mind that. Like, most of the way I do it, I just walk into businesses. I try to walk into them at a time that I think it might suit the business owner. You know, you get plenty of knockbacks as well, but that's sales. You know, you have to take the good and the bad times, you know.
Certainly. And I was going to ask you about that actually as well, because obviously you have quite a varied background as well, and you have a lot of experience yourself as well from, I suppose, being in sales, as you mentioned, and then having your own business as well. So I suppose you know where the business people are coming from and where their heads might be at. Do you feel that stands to you a lot?
Oh, definitely. You know, I feel most of my customers feel that I can relate to them because I've gone through it myself, and I understand their data. Day problems, you know, and I think that's why a lot of businesses trust me and give me the go ahead to move them to save the money.
Exactly. No one wants to say no to that. You mentioned as well, you know, that it's busy at the moment and you've lots of plans for next year as well, and I suppose and for the coming years as well. It's great, isn't it, to be able to see that potential growth, I suppose, there for the company and what you're doing already, but that you can see maybe expansion and creation of jobs, as you said.
Yeah, like I suppose the website, which is fdco.ie, went live there recently. It was designed actually by a Tralee company, Expose Design, Raphael. He's excellent. You know, whilst I'm very traditionalist insofar as I like doing business in person, people can now just log on to the website and actually upload their bills. So they can upload a card transaction statement or an energy bill. And within 24 hours, I'll get back to them with a few different providers that I'd suggest they move to, and the pros and cons of moving. Because, look, it's not always price. You know, sometimes you can get a better price, but it might not suit your business. But look, that's where it's at. So hopefully success continues and the company grows.
No doubt. I'm sure it will. Before we finish up, I just wanted to ask you, you mentioned the website there. Is that the best way for people to find out more or to contact you, or what's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, look, I love people ringing me. So my phone number is just 087-666-1204. The website is fdco.ie, and my email address is just colm@fdco.ie.
Fantastic. Well, Colm, continued success and the very best of luck into the future. It sounds like it's a great idea and that it's going really well, but thanks a million for coming in to talk to us about it.
Thanks for having me, Amber. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.